Hi everyone, Eva Thompson here. Welcome back to our channel, or if you're listening to this on Spotify or on Apple Podcast, then thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I want to talk to you about a study that I came across regarding a person's memory. And this ties into retroactive jealousy because typically what happens is the sufferer will ask their partner questions. They will try to learn more about their partner's past. Some may stalk social media. Some may not ask questions and fill in the blanks or any questions they have about their partner's past. They answer it themselves with the worst case scenario. And they make up these really terrible, scary, unpleasant images in their mind and then obviously have an intense emotional reaction to them. Whether that be anxiety, anger, panic attacks, not being able to sleep, not being able to eat, stress, you name it. So I want to talk about, like I said, a study that I found that shows how memories change over time. So this video is specifically for the people that keep asking their partner questions or have asked in the past and they've stopped. But somewhere inside, they still want to. So according to a new Northwestern medicine study, our memory is kind of like that telephone game that you may have played when you were younger, where you whisper a certain sentence into another person's ear, and by the time it gets to the last person, the sentence is completely different to what it was in the beginning. Now, I will link this study down in the description box below, but I want to read you some key points because as an RJ sufferer, if you're worried your partner's lied to you, or if you're worried that they've changed their story, or if you're worried that you'll never know what really happened, then I think it's important to know this. The study says that every time you remember an event from the past, your brain networks change in ways that can alter the later recall of the event. Thus, next time you remember it, you might recall not the original event, but what you remembered the previous time. The Northwestern study is the first to show this. And this is important. It says, a memory is not simply an image produced by time traveling back to the original event. It can be an image that is somewhat distorted because of the prior times you remembered it, said Donna Bridge, a postdoctoral fellow at Northwestern University. Your memory of an event can grow less precise, even to the point of being totally false with each retrieval. What this means is that if you're someone that asks questions, every time the answer is going to be different because they're going to remember it differently. And if you keep asking questions, it's going to get to the point where it potentially could not be true at all. Because like it says here, your memory of an event can grow less precise even to the point of being totally false with each retrieval. So what you're doing when asking questions is essentially getting less of the reality in regard to what actually happened instead of getting clarity, which is what you want or what your mind thinks you need in order to feel better. Donna Bridge goes on to say that the reason for the distortion is the fact that human memories are always adapting. Memories are not static. If you remember something in the context of a new environment and time, or if you are even in a different mood, your memories might integrate the new information. So I just think it's important to bring this to your attention, mainly if you're someone that is struggling with RJ and is asking a lot of questions, thinking that they're going to gain some sort of clarity when doing so. On top of this, I want to give you two reasons of why the mental movies and intrusive thoughts that you come up with and that you obsess over are not true. There is a very, very, very slim chance that they are anywhere close to reality. Firstly, because of what I just read to you, the memory that your partner has keeps changing and you keep bringing it up, therefore confusing both of you. But imagine you've got someone's memory that isn't accurate anyway. So you take that. On top of that, you add pictures that you have in your own mind based on movies you've watched, pornography, your own experiences, how your partner is with you. You mix all that into the information they've already given you. So for example, I had a client the other day and he was worried about the intimacy and the sexual experiences that he's having with his girlfriend not being special. But then when we talked about it, we figured out that he's projecting how she is with him. She's in love with him, they're in a relationship. It's completely different to a casual relationship. And so if you've only known your partner in a relationship and they've loved you and been attracted to you and wanted to take you seriously, and that's the relationship and the intimacy and the sexual experiences that you have, if you take that person that you know and only have known in that way, and you put that person in a mental movie with somebody else, then obviously that's painful. It's horrible to think about. But is it true? Can it be true? Can you ever know if it's true? It likely really isn't true. Because, like I said, you've got the memory that they're giving you. So you take that. That's not really accurate. Then you put your mental images of the movies you've watched. Like I said, the pornography that you've watched, or the how you know them and how they are with you. And you think, oh, how they are with me, that is what they were like with them. And that just causes a horror film in your mind and you feel horrible. Hopefully this will motivate you to stop asking questions. Because what's important is not what happened in the past. Even though your mind is telling you that if you will ask this one more thing, then you'll be okay and it'll go away and you won't worry anymore. What are you actually looking for when you ask questions? That is what's important here. And when I say what are you looking for, I don't mean the exact details of what happened. I mean, are you looking for reassurance that they're not going to treat you a certain way in the future? Are you looking for reassurance that what you have is special? Dig a little bit deeper and ask yourself, why am I wanting to ask these questions? What am I trying to find? What is my mind trying to figure out? Why is it registering as a threat for me in this relationship? So I hope this video helped you. Let me know what you think. Like I said, I'll link the article down below if you want to read it through. But I just think it's really interesting because it just shows that each time you ask a question, instead of getting clarity, you're just confusing your partner and yourself, because then they'll give you a different version or a slightly different version. And then you'll say, see, I knew you were lying, or well, this doesn't add up now. Now I feel insecure. Now I feel afraid. Now I feel anxious. And you ask more questions and they try to remember more and they give you different, and it's just a mess. So like I said, I hope that this will help you not ask questions. And when your mind tries to convince you that that's what you need to do in order to feel better, just remember this. I hope this video helped you and I will see you next time. Take care.